Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Thank you for tuning in to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships, live radio broadcast, where we are not only hearers of the word, but we are doers of the word. Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word, God. We thank you for just growing and teaching us about faith, Lord, and how we are choosing faith over fear. We're choosing faith over worry, and where we are making a stand in our faith according to your word, that we will have what we say, that we will believe, God, what you say, and therefore we will receive your promises, we will receive your favor, we will receive and walk in the destiny that you've designed for us to walk in. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, last week I left off, we had a great episode talking about choosing faith over worry and faith over fear. Now we're going to continue where we left off and continue in that same vein. You know, there is a difference in your feelings and your faith. Some people are very driven by their feelings. Some people are very driven by their people who are very driven by their feelings are living out of a carnal nature. And that's carnal, comes from like carnage or your flesh. It comes out of living out of your flesh, which your feelings are based within your flesh. Now, we're not going to go into this in detail, but we are triune beings. That means that God created us in his image and likeness. There is a triune being to God. There is the Holy Spirit, there's God the Father, and there's God the Son. God created us as a triune being. Now, one thing, the Godhead is always in agreement. The Godhead is always, you know, in sync. He doesn't contradict himself. His word doesn't contradict what his spirit says. The Son doesn't contradict what the Father says or does. But he said, I live to bring glory to my Father. The Son brings glory to the Father. The Father brings glory to his name. And the Holy Spirit lifts up the name of Jesus. So they're in agreement with each other. Well, the same with us. We're triune beings. Our spirit, as we are connected with the Spirit of God, should be the one that's in authority in our lives. Our spirit is the one that dictates to our flesh or our self, our physical self, our mind, our emotions, what we are to do. Now, they make conflict, but the Spirit of God should always win out over your flesh. They're not. They're in conflict, and that's being double-minded. You become double-minded because Paul said, you know, well, what I want to do good, evil is present. He talked about in Romans 7, the conflict was in himself. He knew what to do, but he didn't always do what he knew to do, the right thing. And he very clearly said, what's the answer to this? Jesus is the answer. Being led by the Spirit of God is the answer. Being led by not our flesh, but living out through the Spirit of God, not through our carnal nature or our fleshly nature. Because if we do that, we're going to do what we don't want to do. And not only that, but we're going to live. We're not going to live according to God's plan, because God is a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. We can't worship God out of our flesh. out of our carnal nature. We're going to be just idolaters. We're just going to be worshiping ourselves, and we're going to be worshiping, you know, things made by man, not the Creator himself. So there is a difference between living out of our faith and living out of our senses. And there's a language of faith. We are looking at one of our foundation scriptures is out of Mark chapter 11. You can turn there, Mark chapter 11. Mark 11 and verse number 2. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. Thing is that in here, and I want to continue up from last week where we have been talking about choosing faith over worry. He says, if you believe that what you say, you will have them. And this person does not doubt in his heart. So if we doubt, then we will eventually lose. We will lose what we are believing for if we doubt in our heart. The language of doubt, the language of the flesh, of the senses, the devil is, I can't. I can't. I don't have the ability. I don't have the opportunity. I don't have the strength. And all of that is out of the flesh realm. It's out of the sense realm. If we doubt, we lose. We live in our senses. If we live in our flesh, we go according to how we feel. We lose out on God's blessing. That's why it's important for us to be aware of God, aware of his voice. It's important for us to focus on God. Live out of the overflow of the Spirit. Those who are led, let's look at that, Romans 8. Those who are led by the Spirit of God, our sons of God. There is a law, verse 2, Romans 8 and 2, of the Spirit of life in Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. And it goes on to say, verse 5, for those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, for those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. When we're living out of our faith in God, we intentionally set our minds on things of the Spirit. We intentionally set our minds and our thoughts and our actions and our words on things of the Spirit. God's word, voice, his purposes, worshiping him, praising him, seeking him. Now let's go on to verse 6. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is, in other words, it's an enemy of God. The carnal mind is an enemy of God. It strives against everything God says, everything he does, everything he represents. It is opposed to God, carnal mind. For it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. Bottom line, Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because those who come to him must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Verse 9, now he changes up here. He talked about the flesh. The fleshly mind is set on things that are of the flesh. Now he's going to switch it up and talk about the spirit. But, verse 9, Romans chapter 8, but you are not in the flesh. He's reminding us that, you know what? We're not in the flesh. We're not of this world. We're, as believers in Jesus, we are set apart. We have been born again. We have been grafted in. We are partakers of the new life in Christ. We're not of the flesh. We are in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, amen. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, then he is not his. He doesn't belong to God. And if Christ is in you, catch this, the body, that's the carnal nature, the flesh, is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. You know, you think back to before you got saved and before you surrendered your life to Christ, it's a lot different than living in Christ, living in the Spirit. You know, you don't do those things you do. You don't say those things. You know you're a new creature. You're living in the Spirit of God. You're living in the river of life. You're living in the flow of God's Spirit. It's a new life. It's almost as if the Holy Spirit is restraining you so that you will live in the Spirit of God. You won't live according to your flesh. We become slaves of God, slaves of the Spirit, which is a good thing, instead of being slaves of the flesh and of the enemy. So Christ is in you. The body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who dwells in you. The Holy Spirit is a life source that flows and brings life to us. And the Bible says that out of our innermost being will flow rivers of living water where we bring life. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the spirit of the body, you will live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. And we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. There is a difference between living out of the flesh and living out of the Spirit. And God wants us to have the language of the Spirit, to walk with the language of faith, to not doubt, to not take our eyes off of him, but to believe and to receive everything that he's promised for us to receive. The language of faith is and says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The language of faith says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. My heavenly Father strengthens me. I cannot be conquered and I cannot be defeated. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No test, no trial that comes against me can defeat me. No, the greater one dwells within me. He dwells within me. And he brings life and victory. 1 John 4 says, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we are fortified, not from the outside in, but we're fortified from the inside out. Isn't that great news? Isn't that awesome news? That God's Spirit, the very Spirit that raised Christ from the dead, quickens our mortal body, gives us life, causes our flesh to be crucified. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live by faith through the Son of God who loved me. Therefore, I have God's wisdom, I have his strength, and I have his ability in me. God is my ability. God is your ability. We are living through the Spirit. We're living out our faith. We're living in the faith realm. We're not living in the sense realm. We're not living in a carnal nature. But we're relying on God, his nature, his ability, his strength. God is my ability. Psalms 23:4-5. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. God is the strength of our life. The Lord, Psalms 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might. No. Their might. No. His might, his might, God Almighty. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God is our ability. God, on our natural, God puts his supernatural. His super, and we're enabled to live a supernatural life. God's super on our natural is what we need. We can't just live in the natural sense realm and expect to receive from God. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he who comes to him must believe that he is, that he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who just live according to their own whims and feelings and desires. No. He is a rewarder of those who diligently, steadfastly seek him, run after him, desire him. God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday night, but every day, Monday through Sunday. Diligently seek him consistently, constantly seeking him. That's how we're going to walk in God's promises. That's how we're going to make our actions and our what we say to manifest to what we receive from God, our purpose and destiny. God wants us to be wrapped in his promises. He wants us to be wrapped in his plan and his purpose. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Building Godly and Healthy Relationships live radio broadcast. I'm your host, Pastor Star Williams. We're talking about this week choosing to live according to the Spirit instead of according to the flesh. if we believe that what we say, we will have it. If you say into this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, do not doubt in your heart, but believe those things which you said, you will have them. Thank you, Lord, for your words. We thank you, God, for your presence. Everything that we receive from God is based on what we believe of God. I'll say that again. Everything we receive from God is based on what we believe of God. It's on our experiences. It's based on our life. And I believe God wants our perspective to be his perspective. He wants our perspective to be his perspective. Everything we receive from God will be based on what we believe of God. And God wants us to believe. That belief begins with what we say. What we say is going to manifest in what we do. And what we do is going to determine what we receive. And that's going to determine who we are and what we have. A thought becomes a word. A word becomes an action. An action becomes a habit. A habit becomes a lifestyle, and a lifestyle becomes a character. So we are what we think, ultimately, and God wants us to have the mind of Christ. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. And we renew our mind by the word of God. We renew our mind by the washing with the water of the word. God's word, God's word promises and gives us and shows us the direction and our identity. And that's who we are. We have to not line God's word up with our life. We have to line our life up with God's word. Say that again. We cannot line God's word up, try to fit his word into our lifestyle, but we have to change our life to fit according to God's word. Because God's word is perfect. It's unchangeable. It's eternal. And it doesn't return void. And God wants us to adjust who we are to be according to his word. And that begins with what we say. What are we saying about our, what are we saying in our life? What are we saying about our life? What are we saying about God? What are we saying about our situation? Is it according to God's word or is it according to carnal nature? There was a woman in Mark 5 and 25. There was a certain woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, a long time. She had been battling and going through ease in her life. 12 years. And you know what? Not only had she had this blood issue for 12 years, but she had suffered many things and had been under the hand of many, many physicians, the Bible says, not just a few, but many. She had probably seen every specialist near and far to try to help her with her dis-ease. And not only that, but she had spent all that she had, spent all her money, her resources, and her wealth. And nothing was better. Everything was the worst. It was worse than before. But you know what? Something happened when she heard of a man that was coming to her city, coming near her. She heard of a man. She was desperate for Jesus. When she heard of Jesus, she came. she came to where he was, and there was a crowd of people. There was a crowd that was pressing in behind him on every side just to touch, just to see him, just to be near this man who was literally turning the world upside down. And she came in to press behind him, and she touched his garment. Might as well. She had tried every other physician. Why not try the great physician? And when she did this, she said, if I catch this, she said with her mouth, if I may touch. She had her healing right there with that saying, her belief. This reflects what she believed in her heart. She said, if I can just touch but his clothes, he doesn't have to lay hands on me. He doesn't have to spend, 5 hours trying to deliver me. No, she said, if I can just touch his clothes, I shall be whole. If he is who he says he is, if the thing that I've heard about him is true, if I only touch him, I will be made whole. And straight away, the Bible says, immediately, instantaneously, right then, right there, the fountain of her blood was dried up. It stopped. Her issue was gone. And she felt in her body, this is key. She said it and then she felt it. Her spirit dictated to her body, what was going to happen. It wasn't the other way around. Once she said it, it happened. And after that, she felt it in her body. Her feeling, didn't precede her saying, feeling and the manifestation of her miracle. And so she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. We're going to continue here next week talking about the issue, woman with the issue of blood, and talking about living in the spirit realm, living according to what we say. If we say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and do not doubt in our heart, but believe what we said will be done, we will have it. If we say it, and next week we'll continue on with doing it. Not just being hearers of the word, but being doers of the word. The woman with the issue of blood said, if I can just touch his clothes, I will be made whole. Thank you for tuning in. See you next week, building godly and healthy relationships, where we are going from glory to glory and from faith to faith. And we are doers of God's word. We are doers. We apply God's word to our lives. And thus we will see the manifestation of the glory of God. Shalom. Success to you and success to the kingdom of God.